This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is reporting human remains found in Teton County, Wyoming, are consistent with the description of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The cause of death has yet to be determined. A full forensic identification is underway. The search continues for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. The Senate parliamentarian ruled Sunday that Democrats cannot include pathways to citizenship in the $3.5 trillion spending package. This package only has the support of Democrats in Washington with zero Republican support. $3.5 trillion is roughly the equivalent of how much the United States spent on World War II. President Biden's open border policy continues to worsen at the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. authorities on Sunday have closed part of the Texas border to block Haitian migrants from entering through Mexico. Thousands of Haitian refugees are now building makeshift camps in the region. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz reported more than 3,000 migrants have been removed from the camps. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
A volcanic eruption has taken place in the Canary Islands. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Thousands of people are evacuating from one of the Canary Islands in the Atlantic as a volcanic eruption has begun. The eruption on the island of La Palma has prompted local authorities to evacuate between 5 and 10,000 people living in villages near the mountain. Videos on social media show lava flows engulfing houses, though no injuries have been reported. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has reportedly postponed his trip to the meeting of the UN General Assembly to travel to La Palma to see the situation firsthand. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Three-time congressman and failed presidential and senatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke is planning to run for governor of Texas, according to a report on Sunday. O'Rourke recently paid for some state Democrat lawmakers to run away from Texas to prevent the passage of an election integrity bill that was eventually passed after the delay. Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey has also been publicly flirting with the campaign since March. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
To put it into perspective, the Democrats' partisan $3.5 trillion spending package is roughly the same amount of money the United States spent on World War II, both the European and Pacific theaters. The taxation plans put forth under the Biden administration should have everyone concerned. Palm Beach County Clerk Democrat Joseph Abruzzo on Newsmax TV over the weekend.
Look, we're about to be real close to $30 trillion in debt. $30 trillion. If we do not start taking corrective action to lower that debt, our dollar is going to be significantly hurt. And yes, absolutely. Get involved. Start talking, especially the Democrats, to their congresspeople to say, hey, I'm looking at this. I see some of the detail in the bill, and this is not good for myself or my family.
Politics makes its way into the Emmys Sunday night. Cedric the Entertainer continues the narrative of shaming people that choose not to get vaccinated.
We all vaxxed. We had to get vaxxed to come here, you know what I mean? I got vaxxed. I did not have a reaction like Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend, okay?
Nicki Minaj calls out the shaming and raises the alarm on people putting their will on your personal choice. She reminds us in this time of confusion, my body, my choice.
You should be able to ask questions about anything you're putting inside your body. don't y'all see what's happening?
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information that you need to know is there, along with the plethora of these interviews of experts, you know, like the former congressman, Bob Beaupre, John O'Connor, the legal analyst. I mean, on and on. We're just so fortunate to bring them to you. And we bring them to you in a platform that despises or even defies the 8-second soundbite. This isn't about 8-second soundbites just to kind of condition you. This is to go deep so that you have an intellectual appreciation of what's happening in your world and what you need to be aware of. I mean, you know, for example, you know, the Democrats' proposed tax hikes could eventually hit the middle class Americans. And it's amazing that I don't know where middle class America is on this. They think that somehow they're not going to get hit by this. Well, with us right now is the president and founder of American Faith, Phil Hotzenpiller. Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We got lots to talk about, and I was just looking under current news. One of the top stories that you have there is about the Democrats' proposed tax hikes could eventually hit middle-class Americans, and you explain how. But it's amazing that middle-class Americans are not being represented in the media's narrative. All it's represented is Nancy Pelosi's desire to pass that $3.5 trillion boondoggle, and of course, you know, we can be thankful that she doesn't want that to pass. Well, we have what, a 1.5 that was already passed, but she says she wants to take them up concurrently, and unless the 3.5 goes through, she doesn't even want to look at the 1.5, right?
Well, you know, a lot of people have to remember that for this philosophical approach to government to work, you have to eliminate the middle class. So what you do is it's classic Marxism, communism. If I eliminate middle class, I eliminate primarily people with families. I eliminate people that are, you know, independent. They're probably entrepreneurs. They're conservative. They're probably Christian. And then I create the elite class, and then I create the worker class. And that's really what's happening.
Right. Yeah, that's the shift. And that's also why Nancy Pelosi said last week that, you know, we need to talk about that capitalism thing. That needs to be, you know, we need to rework that. I mean, that to me echoed of Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of America, right?
Oh, exactly. You know, and I keep going back. I mean, I keep hitting this same, you know, drum over and over again. What is happening is very clear if you understand, you know, the whole mindset of socialism, Marxism, communism, because this is classic in the success of what's going to happen here. Now, why are they not concerned about money? You know, why is it that money doesn't become an important thing for them to think about in terms of the budget, how much we spend? Because what we do is we flip everything out of control, create the crisis, then come in with a solution to the crisis. That feels
that you created. Yeah, go ahead.
That you created, you know, and this is all goes back to Hegel, and this is how he kind of said, if you want to really change things, you've got what people expect is normal, but you don't want that. So what you do is you create something so crazy, then you come back and you make it better and say, well, see, this is going to be better. Mm-hmm. And you saw that was how Adolf Hitler rose to power. It's exactly the same thing. He took what was happening, the inflation, the bad things that were happening, he created a worse situation, and by basically eliminating all of his opponents, and said, came back in and said, now let me show you how I can fix all this for you. And that's exactly the rise of classic socialism.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to echo that just a bit here, think about what Joe Biden says. We're going to build back better, right? That's all in line with what you just laid out. So the language, everything is in lockstep with the direction that they want this country to go in, regardless of the country going, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. I mean, 8 months ago, I was paying $1.50 less for a gallon of gas. I could go and buy meat at the grocery store. I mean, inflation is coming at us full blast. And then on top of that, you're saying, oh, but we've got to pass $3.5 trillion for some, you know, supposed infrastructure bill that has little to do with infrastructure, but which is a political boondoggle and a way, again, another way for Democrats to buy votes. And in this case, the union, big time, right, Phil?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And remember that phrase, Build Back Better, comes right out of, you know, Klaus Schwab's book, The Great Reset. And so this is also...
Oh, the reset. That's the other thing, too, right? The Great Reset. That's all part and parcel. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And so, you know, what's bad? Capitalism is bad. And if you... There's a video out, and it shows probably... I saw it on Instagram, or I'm pretty sure it's Instagram. Probably 10 world leaders all using exactly same phraseology, all coming back to, we need a great reset. You know, and the crisis of COVID is what allowed the great reset to come. And so there's an effort to hurry up and get this done while people are in crisis, because that's when people are most vulnerable. You know,
exactly.
If you take away my freedom, you take away something, but, you know, I'll give you anything if I can just live, if I can be safe. So you take a flu that has, you know, some bad aspects of, no doubt about it, you know, it has some danger aspects to it, but you turn it into, you know, basically Ebola and swine flu, you know, and the Spanish flu all rolled into one. This is where we're at with this thing. Interesting thing. I was at a wedding on Friday night, and we were talking to a school teacher who teaches, basically a kind of an artsy kind of a high school, you know, private school. And she said in January of 2020, her Chinese students started wearing masks, and they were frightening the other children because they didn't know what was going on. And the principal went and said, you know, why are you wearing masks? Well, apparently they knew in January about COVID coming, and all of their parents and all their relatives said, you better wear masks because this is coming. And that was January of 2020. And we had our lockdown, what, in March 22, I think it was, something like that. So you see, this is an opportunity to change or reset everything that's wrong with the world, meaning that the middle class are wrong, right? Capitalism is bad. And you kind of start going through this thing, and the only people that know what's going on are the elite, and they have to be taken very good care of.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, we're getting worked here, Phil. And the people, you know... The ruling class is counting on Americans every day, particularly the middle class, that they're just not intelligent enough, that that they will fall victim just like every other society in history gone by. And so why should there be an exception here in America? And I say clearly, but for the hand of God. And secondly, but for our founding fathers and how our founding was so well documented with our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And so, you know, I think an article came out last week how the National Archives now has warning labels when you go there on basically the Constitution, Declaration of Independence. So they're warning you that you might be offended by reading these documents. That's National Archives. That's my taxpayer, your taxpayer money. And it's hiding the most valuable documents in my mind.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Thoughts and Pillar.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Don't give up hope, ladies and gentlemen. This is what this is all about. This is why we have Phil Hotzenpiller with us to remind us of, you know, these stories that we're not hearing about. as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. You see, we're all being conditioned here, whether it's Nancy Pelosi telling us that, you know, capitalism doesn't work anymore, and it's all to annihilate the middle class. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, Phil, when, you know, President Obama came in, and he, look at the damage that he did to the middle class. But yet all the brain trusts and the economists that supported Barack Obama would tell us that we should not believe our lying eyes or our lying checkbooks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Bill, what would it take for Americans to wake up? And let's just go to the other side. We've identified we've got a problem. But why so much complacency? Is it because we think we're powerless? Is it because we're not willing to risk something? What is it? What does it take to move a people to finally go, wait a minute, we can't do this anymore? Because clearly we've got representatives that we elected that don't seem to get it. And I'm not talking about liberal, left-wing, progressive. I'm talking about people who represent themselves as conservatives, as Republicans, and they sit up there and act like, you know, well, maybe we can slice, you know, a few hundred thousand or a couple of million off of this big package here. And they know full well what's in it. They know it's not infrastructure. Why? What do we do? What does it take to move the needle? Or in your opinion, what do you think?
Well, I think the mama bears in all these local communities and these school districts are teaching us what we need to do. And that is that we have to confront the insanity. And you go in and you just say, you know, in no compromising terms, hell no, I'm not going to pay for this. I am not going to do this anymore. And if you're going to continue to compromise yourself and present yourself as a conservative and then turn into a hypocrite, you're out of it. You know, because the one thing about, you know, about elected officials, their number one job is about getting reelected. That's the most important thing to them, for the most part. I know that sounds kind of broad brush, but in a general sense, the majority of them, that's what it's all about. So when you start voting them out, even these rhinos and anybody else that are not true to the conservative cause, and you've got to spend a little bit of time by that. I'm not saying, hey, make this a full-time job. That's what we do. We do this. And we do this for you and get you people to, you know, come on the show. And hopefully you're listening and you're understanding that, look, we've got to, as John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, the infamous attorney, would say, is that it's knowledge that precedes action. This is what this is all about. They're conditioning us, and we need to condition the American people in such a way that empowers them with knowledge so that they act wisely. And you know, 5-10 minutes a day. What, you mean to tell me you can't give 5 to 10 minutes a day, you know, for a free republic, for your kids, for this, you know, as we hand off the baton of freedom to this next generation, you can't invest 5-10 minutes a day? Give me a break. I mean, you know, because let me tell you, the nefarious forces out there are not even existential anymore. According to Trevor Loudon, that I talked with last week, Phil, he said that every close tie within the Biden administration, except for one secretary, are all avowed Marxists. Now, Trevor Loudon, when I say that, that's not conspiratorial. It's not something that he just broad brushes. That's not, he's a researcher's researcher. You'd love him. Because anytime he says anything, it's all footnoted with all the evidence. So with qualification, he makes that statement, says every one of Biden's inner circle and in the immediate circle are all, you know, tied to Marxism. So when you have that worldview permeating, you know, to your point that you were saying earlier, and the eradication of the middle class, this isn't happening by accident. What happened in Afghanistan didn't happen by accident. This is all planned. This is all according to their plan, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is a plan. And I think the tragedy is they don't even try to hide it. They're so brazen that it's right out there in your face constantly. And I don't know. I just, that's my whole thing. What do you do to really change it on the big scale? I agree with you. You know, it's the mama bears that's showing up at the school, that's doing this and doing that. But until there's a mobilization of 100,000 of those, I don't know if anything, I don't think anything shifts. Because when we can count on one hand you know, the kind of people that are doing that, you know, that are at least, there may be hundreds of them out there, but you don't hear about them. You don't hear about them moving needles very much. Mm-hmm. They become an anomaly, and we all kind of celebrate, gather around them, go, let's do that. But nobody does that. And I think that's the thing that just angst in me. You know, I don't know if I told you this, but I was, asked to do a breakfast that is put on in politics. And then a week later, they asked me if I couldn't do it because I was too political. And then a week later, they asked me to come back to do it again. Now think about that. It's too political, but it's a political breakfast. Right. And what it means is my politics might be a little bit too right of center. That's really what that means.
Sure.
And so I'm kind of navigating in a county, as you know, that is pretty conservative by comparison to the rest of this state. And I'm starting to look like the odd guy out. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but it's true. It's a wild world we're living in right now, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, again, I'm reminded of what Paul said, having done all to stand, we keep standing, right? Because we believe in these values, because these aren't man-made values. You know, God gave us these values. And that's who we stand with. That's who stands behind us, is the God of heaven's armies. You know, it's like like what happened over the weekend, Matt Brainerd. They had the J6, which was all a protest of fellow American citizens who are being held without process, haven't had the day in court. Some are being held in solitary confinement. This is absolutely disgusting. And, of course, all the stuff that was being primed up, they were putting fences around and everything else, thinking, oh, my God, we're going to have another January 6th insurrection, everything, scared the holy what have you. Even Donald Trump spoke up and said, guys, be careful. You know, I don't want you to get jailed again. They're just looking for new people to jail and yada, yada. Well, anyway, the long and short of it was the initial reports was a couple hundred people showed up. I think Capitol Police said there was about 400 or 500 people showed up because they were so dissuaded. But, you know, my immediate thought, Phil, was this. Is that just like with Gideon's army, right? God didn't, you know, he sent thousands of people home, said, hey, you're not the guy, you know, I'm going to show you that it's by my hand that I'm going to deliver you. It's not by the power of your hand and having thousands of warriors out there. And he whittles it down to 300 people, right? So maybe this is what God's doing. And that people of faith, again, we underestimate what power we bring into the situation when we're on our knees, bringing God into the center of this chaos, because that's what's needed, because we don't even realize how infiltrated this is. You say, what is it going to take? What it's going to take is the realization of the pain that we've been subjected to because of this faux election on so many levels. Nancy Pelosi, Jill Biden, everybody knew that Joe Biden was compromised, as I shared with Bob Boupre, the former Colorado congressman. How dare they put us in this position to put a man up who has clear mental deficiencies? And is it any wonder that we are being tormented and being subjected to the kind of pain because of this impaired leadership and presidency that we're being subjected to, Phil? We got about 45 seconds left, so I'm going to let you wrap it up.
Well, by putting him into office, they knew ahead of time that they had a fall guy to work their agenda. Then they can come back in and say, yeah, he was mentally deficient. Now let's fix it. It goes back to the old Hegelian triangle, you know, create the crisis, then solve something, give something, the people something better, more palatable that they can take. That's what's happening.
Crazy stuff. He's the president and founder of American Faith. Phil Hotzenpeller has been with us. Phil, again, remind everybody how they can get activated. We got 10 seconds.
AmericanFaith.com. It's just pretty simple. You're going to get news you can trust.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks.
Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is reporting human remains found in Teton County, Wyoming, are consistent with the description of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The cause of death has yet to be determined. A full forensic identification is underway. The search continues for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. The Senate parliamentarian ruled Sunday that Democrats cannot include pathways to citizenship in the $3.5 trillion spending package. This package only has the support of Democrats in Washington with zero Republican support. $3.5 trillion is roughly the equivalent of how much the United States spent on World War II. President Biden's open border policy continues to worsen at the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. authorities on Sunday have closed part of the Texas border to block Haitian migrants from entering through Mexico. Thousands of Haitian refugees are now building makeshift camps in the region. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz reported more than 3,000 migrants have been removed from the camps. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour as we continue to reveal those things and get into depth. I mean, no 8-second sound bites. You know, we need to have a conversation about what is happening in our country today and why things are so chaotic. And what do you do? You know, like Phil Hotzenfeller, do you just fold your tent and surrender? Or do you take a stand for the sake of democracy, for the sake of your kids and the grandkids? And, you know, and for that matter, for the sake of the world, as some have said so often, you know, even with Trevor Loudon, when I asked him years ago when we first met, I said, Trevor, you're from New Zealand. What do you care about America? He goes, oh, Bill, he goes, you don't understand. He says, we're out there all by ourselves. Can you imagine? I mean, think about this. America protects us. If America goes under, we're done. You know, New Zealand, Australia, hey, we're all brought into the Chinese fold. Do you think we want that to happen? No, we need America to stand strong. With us right now is Nate Hochman. Nate is a conservative commentator who spent time talking to lawmakers and activists in South Dakota about Christine Noem's troubling relationship to a major business with a long record of advocating for far-left social policies. Interesting. As much as has been said in the conservative circles about Christine Noem, she's been the real darling, this is an interesting reveal here. And so we bring Nate on to talk about his recent article with National Review. Nate, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks so much for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, you know, we're willing to tackle it all. You know, let's lay the truth on the line. I mean, the part of the problem that we have in conservative circles is we have people who are regarded as rhinos. They present themselves as, you know, conservatives to get elected. And then there's something else. There's some hidden agenda. And scrutiny has to be employed in every area, even for those people that we might look at and consider as being you know, being staunchly conservative and that sort of thing. But, hey, look, we have to remember we're all human and we can make mistakes. And if, you know, if left unguarded, you know, we can end up compromising our own principles. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's right. And that's, you know, exactly why I felt obligated, I think, to write this article when I started talking to folks on the ground in South Dakota. You know, those of us who are conservatives, particularly social conservatives, Republican-based voters, were so tired of getting taken advantage of by people who tell us one thing in the primaries, you know, position themselves as staunch conservative fighters. And then, you know, when they get into power, they turn around and sell out the things that we care about. And unfortunately, you know, I was, like a lot of conservatives, I was a big fan of Noam early on.
Right.
And, you know, I don't want to impugn her character. She may very well be a very nice woman personally, a family woman. But in terms of her relationship to these big businesses that are really pushing pretty radical stuff in South Dakota, particularly on the transgender issue, she's not someone who I think has a track record of standing up for social conservatives. And that's something that we have to pay attention to.
What was coming to the forefront for you specifically about Kristi Noem?
Well, her relationship with this one company in particular, Sanford Health, which is by far the biggest business in South Dakota. You know, South Dakota is a very small state, so there aren't a lot of big businesses there. Sanford is a company that profits off of puberty blockers, transgender drugs, transition surgery, and is also, just like a lot of major health companies, I think is ideologically committed to transgenderism. They are not social conservatives. And Kristi Noem gotten a lot of hot water a few months ago back in March for vetoing a bill that would ban biological males from competing in women's sports. I went in to report on that, and the thread quickly started unraveling, where it turned out that she had a long track record of being aligned with Sanford against socially conservative legislation when it came to transgenderism. And she had very close relationships with Sanford, including one lobbyist that was one of her closest policy confidants. So what it looks like from all the available evidence, and I'd encourage people to go read my reporting and, you know, draw conclusions for themselves, is that she was basically selling out voters who are very socially conservative in South Dakota for this very powerful moneyed corporate interest that was very close to her in her office.
What's the response that you've been getting on this, Nate?
You know, it's been almost completely positive. I think one of the great pleasures for me was chatting to a lot of the really good folks on the ground in South Dakota. And a lot of them, particularly the real social conservatives in the state legislature, have known this for a while and have been really frustrated by Noem. So it's sort of an open secret in the state. So a lot of them were really appreciative of me coming to chat with them in the state and shining a spotlight on that. And a lot of folks on the national stage, you know, like we've been chatting about, Bill, social conservatives, we're used to this stuff now, right? So
yes,
we're really
right.
It's good when we can shine a spotlight on this, as disappointing as it is when someone like Noem, who we thought was on our side, turns out to not be on our side on some important issues. The only blowback we've really gotten is from Noem's office, and you know that's obviously predictable because this is a pretty inconvenient story for her, particularly given that she probably wants to run for president in 2024, and this is going to be major egg on her face, I think.
Without a doubt. What is her office saying?
Well, her communications director came after me on Twitter, which, again, you know, that's his job as her communications director. I don't fault him for doing his job, but he was saying, you know, that it was a hit piece, it was a political smear piece. You know, his critiques, in my opinion, I think were not particularly substantive, but there weren't a lot of substantive critiques so much as it was sort of just a denunciation of me, of the magazine, you know. And in many ways, I think that in and of itself is damning, because if there were real issues with my reporting, they would have pointed it out by now. But the fact they haven't, in and of itself, I think is a confirmation of the fact that most of what I was talking about in the piece probably has meat to it.
Exactly. Well, where's the defense to justify?
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
I mean, that's what we want to hear. I mean, here it is. I mean, point, counterpoint. This is what a reasonable conversation looks like. And, Nate, you know, God bless you for doing this. I mean, we need more journalists holding both sides, but particularly, you know, conservative, because this is the big frustration, you know, that you're having with conservatives and Republican voters as well, is that we feel like we've all been worked, that we don't want to participate anymore. We're disenfranchised, and we're disenfranchised by the system, which, you know, the left is loving it, because they figure now they can just have their way and pretty much turn you know, turn the country into California. Because this is what's happened. I mean, you try to recall a governor there, and it's interesting. I was sharing with somebody else earlier, Nate, that California's got a stranglehold on the 60% number. A dear friend of mine, Franklin, Tennessee, Bob, pointed this out to me. He says that whether it's Nancy Pelosi or Adam Schiff, any California congressman, they all end up winning somewhere around 65% of the vote. And that's interesting, that number seems to be the sweet spot. Now you have Gavin Newsom runs for recall. Of course, it's rejected, and he gets a vote of about, I think, 65, 67%. So right in that consistent sweet spot. So what is that telling you? Is that they have a stranglehold on two-thirds of the state of California, so there's not going to be anything that's going to change or alter the agenda of the left and the Democratic Party. And this is what they want to happen, you know, with the rest of the country as well. So if conservatives and Republicans, rhino Republicans, are playing into that hand, I mean, we could end up with, you know, 75% numbers because of the rollover here. Is that possible?
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, some people say in that context, right, the fact that we really are in the middle of a culture war right now, you shouldn't go after Republicans, right? And I understand that critique, right? We all need to stick together. We can't engage in friendly fire. We have to focus our fire on the other side. But the flip side of that is we need more than ever a Republican Party and a conservative movement that's actually willing to stand up, to take the slings and arrows from the left, and to actually be able to fight, right? And that means that we have to be really critical of our own side when people show us who they are and show us that they're going to sell us out for these big businesses that are controlled by the left on important issues. And you know, as much as I am loath to, you know, spend my time and energy going after Republicans, this is something that Republican voters care about. This is something that those of us who are social conservatives certainly care about. And we just cannot afford at this point in our country to have Republican leaders and conservative movement leaders who are going to turn around and give in at the first sign of trouble.
Exactly. Well, when you go to war, you got to know who's next to you, who's in the foxhole with you. And if it's somebody going to fold on you, somebody's not going to watch your six, you need to get rid of them and get them out, because you're going to end up getting hit yourself. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate
it. $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Many people who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen Temporal Scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, and you can tell your friends about this too, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Adam Holtz is with us. He is the director of Plugged In. You could focus on the family. You can check it out at PluggedIn.com. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, a lot going on throughout the country. Just one, really important issue here is this unveiling news about, Gabby Petito and what's happening here in my state of Florida. The FBI is executing a search warrant at the boyfriend's home. He's been missing for a number of days, and, the report over the weekend, it looked like they had found her body. They're going to be doing an autopsy. There's not been a clear declaration, although the parents, have taken the news that, that it was Gabby, but we don't have a 100% confirmation that it was. But, that's the likelihood. And with that likelihood for, those of us that have been praying for Gabby and her family, continue to pray because this is... it's just a sad story on so many levels.
It is a sad story, and I think that the temptation with stories like this, Bill, is that we can just get numb to them. And especially, there's so much tragedy in the news, right? And
right.
Obviously I work for Plugged In, and I think the Plugged In angle here is once upon a time when you and I were growing up, there was 5:30 news in the evening, national news, or 6:30 or 4:30, whatever it might have been for you time-wise. But, you had a right. national news broadcast, and they were all pretty uniform, and right. maybe you had a daily newspaper. And those were your news sources. And I think it was finite, right? And you had the ability to process it. And I think that we're living in a world now where the tragedy comes at us so fast from so many different directions, from stories like Gabby's to, what's happening with Haitian refugees to what's happening in Afghanistan to a hurricane to a forest fire. I mean, it's just, I don't have the ability to process it. And I find that what happens to me is I end up getting numb to it. And I think that if we can limit our exposure to the news a little bit, and what we do engage with, stop and think about it from God's point of view, right? It's like, okay, like you're saying, there's a family involved here. This isn't just, a missing person story. This is a real story with real people and real consequences. And even, you know, if you look at the podcast charts, the most popular podcasts in the country, they're all true crime podcasts for the most part. Well, a lot of them are. And so we have a fascination with stories like this. And I think even, you know, am I interested in it because of morbid curiosity, or am I interested because I really have a heart for what the real story is? And sometimes we need to stop and be honest with ourselves about that, too.
You're exactly right. Well, and the thing is that in Gabby's case, this is a big story, as you say. And I think at the same time, how many other stories out there, the little stories that we don't hear about. You know, on Tuesdays, we have Samantha Mao who comes on, and we call her the Good News Girl. And she reports on viral videos to remind us that, you know, there's humanoids out there just enjoying life that are not getting into these things. You know, they're not, you know, engaged to be married, and somebody's killing their, you know, their soon-to-be wife, and, you know, or whatever happened. We don't know, you know, for sure what's going on. But this is just so... this is heartbreaking, you know, something, but it reminds us of our humanity. It reminds us that, as you said, that God is in charge and that God has a redemptive plan. And if we've ever needed this, I mean, you know, we just need to step back for a moment and you take this in stride and say, wow, you know, as Paul would say, but for the grace of God go I.
Exactly.
And, you know, and look at we're all... you know, subject to this kind of behavior, this side of heaven, and but for God's grace. And if this doesn't cause you to, you know, reassess what's happening in your life, reassess your situation that's going on, and this is in the midst right now of a culture that continues to war against the very thing that you and I are talking about. But, you know, without God, where's the redemptive plan? What else do you got? You think you're going to fix this on your own? Well, I mean, I think this is what we've been trying to do for the last, you know, well, a lot longer, but most definitely in the last 20 years, we've been trying to do it. Well, you know, how great a job are you doing now? And what's happened, you know, in the wake of your great idea and your theory here, you know, where's your wife? Where's your kids? Where's your very own life right now? Can I ask that?
That's exactly right. And I think unfortunately we live in a world in which life is cheap. And stories like Gabby's, you know, it puts an individual face on it, and it reminds us that every person has a story. Every person is created in God's image. Every person has value. And you know, that's true of her, and that's true of, you know, the nameless, faceless refugees at the border, you know?
Exactly.
And we're not hearing their stories individually, but they are just as cherished in God's eyes, you know, as the ones that the individuals, and I'm not trying to in any way demean or denigrate Gabby's story. It's absolutely a tragedy.
It's precious because it's life, whether it's in the womb or outside of the womb. This is precious in God's sight, and all of God's creation is precious. And as he said, if we do right, will it not go well for you? And the thing is we're buying into a narrative that suggests that maybe God either doesn't care, or there isn't a God, or that God grades on the curve. It doesn't happen that way. I got to be honest with you. You know, God's pretty exact and specific. Not even pretty. He is exact about how things are supposed to happen. And so when we're in line with that, it goes well for us. When we deviate and think, like Cain, that, hey, you know, no big whoop here. We'll just, you know, throw up a little worship thing and, you know, God take it or leave it. Oh, really?
Right.
I don't think so. You're fooling yourself, right?
You're fooling yourself. And we all have the capacity to fool ourselves. And so the call here is to humility. The call here is to community, that we're not in isolation, but we're in relationship. Because how many of these sorts of horrible things that happen, how many of these things happen because of the isolation that is the natural consequence of sin and brokenness in our world? And again, I'm not trying to take responsibility away from whoever may have taken her life. But these sort of things happen in the dark, right? You know, Scripture talks about, well, let's bring our sin into the light. Let's experience forgiveness and healing, and let's re-engage with relationship. And as we do that together, we have an opportunity to make a difference where God has placed each one of us individually.
It's life-changing, totally. You know, for those of us who trusted God for his word and brought our sins to the light, it's like you don't ever want to go back again.
No, you know? But if you do drift off course, there is that clarion call from Lamentations 3 that says his mercies are new every morning.
Right? Amen.
And,
yes.
And even those of us who know him, you know, I can think of moments in my life, even after I met Jesus, where I've done or said some pretty boneheaded things. It's like, yeah. Okay, that was sin. It wasn't just a mistake or a bad choice. It was sin. And so, but Jesus died on the cross for that, so that I can be forgiven and so that I can experience not only forgiveness, but restoration potentially if those sins are big enough.
Yeah. Well, we have to remember we're not God. God's God. And his love and mercy, which is new every morning, as you say, remind us of. It's incomprehensible with our human mind, but this is why he is God. I want to talk about one of the features at PluggedIn.com, and this kind of is fitting in terms of this war on religion, what's going on, and how the Bakers are being presented in the eyes of Tammy Faye. Tell us about this, if you would.
Well, this is a pretty complex portrayal. Now, I don't think it ultimately does Christianity any favors, but obviously, anybody over the age of about 45 or so, when you say Tammy Faye, you immediately know who we're talking about. I've done some interviews with younger folks, and, you know, if you weren't around in the late 80s for the PTL scandal with Jim and Tammy Baker, it doesn't mean anything to you. But obviously, the Bakers were one of the biggest televangelist teams around. I mean, I think they were even the biggest in the mid to late 80s.
Yes.
And this is a story that tells that story from Tammy Faye's perspective. And it's a pretty nuanced and complex story. It shows her faith as something real, as something pretty substantive. And there are ways in which I think her belief in Jesus comes across in a really winsome way, even as she and her husband participated in some pretty sordid things. And so I don't know, you know, Jerry Falwell shows up. He's pretty one-dimensional. Like, I think it gives her a fairly three-dimensional treatment, but I'm not sure it has the same courtesy for some of the other Christian characters who are in this movie. So it's not quite full-on under the bus, but it's sort of, you know, maybe on the road waiting for the bus to show up. But again, we see... Here's somebody whose faith was real. It doesn't denigrate her faith at its core, but it really does try to show that she believed in Jesus and that she believed that Jesus, you know, was offering her forgiveness and grace. And so as far as that message goes, it's a good one. As far as the depiction overall, you know, it might make you angry at some point. So, and you got to take 2 hours to go to a theater to see it. Probably other things you may want to spend your time doing.
Well, good point. Appreciate the review here on Through the Eyes, or The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Yep. You can read the review, see if it's worth checking out, as you say, 2 hours at the theaters, which are now open, anemically, but they're open, right? And so there's plenty of theater popcorn to go around, they tell me. I still haven't been there yet, Adam, so still to experience that. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.